Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Is out. They're gonna talk about the VOD and the silver screen. Kevin and Tom and Joe know all there is to know, from masterpieces to deep fried tacos. And if the movie sucks, you might hear them say, there's no telling where the guys will take you. Get ready for a spoiler. Won't say it twice, cause we already warned you.
Broadcasting from the lush but not lavish studios located in the basement of the O'Keefe Institute for Advanced Films, Narcitude, this is Real Spoilers 678, Moonfall.
Geostorm 2?
Yeah.
This has got to be one of the dumbest movies we've ever reviewed.
Even by Roland Emmerich standards,
yeah,
this was
pretty
dumb.
Holy guacamole.
Like, yeah. Like, it's like somebody challenged him to make a dumb movie.
Oh, we'll get into it.
Yeah. So I guess before we get into it, let's go around the virtual table. We're not virtual. We're in real life. Let's go around the real life table, and everyone can introduce themselves.
This is Joe.
This is Kevin.
And this is Tom. Quick shameless plugs. Don't forget we're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts, you can find us. You can also find us on the Facebook, facebook.com/realspoilers. While you're there, like the page. Join the group. The group is called the League of Show Sharers. We're hoping you'll share an episode because it's just the easiest thing you can do. Doesn't cost you a dime and maybe lets a like-minded person know that we're out there.
But what determines a league?
More than three.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair. So, and we have three that share the
one,
show?
Two, maybe. Three. We're right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Assuming these aren't bots.
Yeah.
But honestly, we're cool with that, too.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
I don't care.
It's pretty much just all about ego at this point. We've given up on the idea of making money. It's
correct.
Just, yeah. So people who were kind enough to share the show last week, unless they're bots, but we love them
even
anyway.
Then,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Chris Valls, Travis T. I mean, hey, bots put a man in the White House.
Bingo.
Yeah. Travis Tewitt, Chris Magic Man, Ralph Tribble, Heather Sachs, Julianne Jordan, Tammy Sherman Powers, Librarian Cynthia, Gabriel Lugo, We Have a Hulk, Susanna Least, I hope I'm saying that right, Spoiler Piece
Susanna,
Theater.
Yeah.
Megan Kearns, Vassie Wilson, again, hope I'm saying that right.
Wilson.
Brian Perry, Mike and Oscar, Binge Movies, Minorities Report, Kathia Woods, Vertigay 314, Geek to Me Radio, Chris Wilson, Ronnie Castle, Chris Williams, Feel and Film, Invasion of the Remake, Matt Neglia, Ryan Terry from the Forza Crowd Podcast, and In Session Film. So thank you very much. We greatly appreciate it. And finally, don't forget we have a Patreon. Patreon.com/realspoilers, where for $5 a month, you get all sorts of bonus content, and you help us out, and we like you better.
We have a review.
Oh, we have a review.
We do.
All right. How about that?
5 stars.
Ooh,
oh,
that's why I figured, because you were reading it.
I mean, I could read like a 4 star. 4 stars, all right.
It's you'll let a 4 star sneak through, but
it wouldn't get any lower than that.
Depends,
it's just not
depends
possible.
Depends on what the 3 star says. If it's funny, you know. This is from Mike B's Tinfoil Hat Emporium.
Oh.
I've been an avid listener for this for a few years now, and I can't recommend this podcast.
Must barely be waiting for this movie.
Yeah, no kidding. Top-notch audio production. Good job, Kevin.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And a great rapport shared by the three hosts make an entertaining hour-long show. Bonus episodes if it's a Marvel movie being reviewed. That's not I mean, that's fair.
Yeah, that's real.
Yeah. Listening to the always witty banter, as well as the deep love these guys have for cinema, has led to a deep dive of past episodes that is always entertaining. Keep up the great work, and might I suggest another misbegotten sequel in case Hollywood shuts down for another worldwide pandemic slash apocalypse. This is a really long review. Would love to hear how they really feel about Roman Polanski. I think we've made that pretty clear at this point. And his masterpiece Chinatown, and head to head with the two Jakes.
Oh, those are two separate things. So I'm like, okay, because there's the man who I believe we've gone off about many
Polanski
times.
How do you feel about
Chinatown
and the two Jakes? Yeah.
Roman Polanski, piece
scumbag.
Of shit. Yeah.
Chinatown,
great,
amazing,
an amazing two flick. Jakes, kind of a snooze.
I've never seen the two Jakes.
It's a snooze.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And Roman Polanski again, just so we can say it again.
Scumbag.
Piece of shit. Piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I just wanted to double
absolutely
down
right
on
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, totally.
Two
he's
movies.
Such a piece of shit, we don't even bleep it out when
we'll
call him that.
No. We'll leave that in.
Yeah, we leave that in.
And it's book. I mean,
I just want to get one in there.
It's bookended, right? So, like, you know, we called him out. Piece of shit.
Yeah.
And then we talked about two movies, and, you know, I like symmetry, so.
Yeah, sure.
Well, there is no symmetry because he didn't direct two Jakes.
Oh, is that right?
It was directed by Jack Nicholson.
That's true. That's
true. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not directed by him. I just, you know, director, movie. I had to director it.
Yeah.
Now, you're right. Jack Nicholson would be on the bookend if I were doing like a real perfect symmetrical,
right.
You
speaking
know,
of Jack Nicholson.
Mirrored images. But, you know, but then we'd say Jack Nicholson. Great.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a good
guy.
Yeah.
There's more to this review.
Oh.
Also, yeah. I waited to listen to the recent episode on Nightmare Alley until I was finally able to see it, and in hope they might offer up a possible connection between Kate Blanchett's character masterminding the grift with Stan and Ezra Grindel as payback for the scars on her body. Couldn't help but leave a spoiler in my review. Thank you again for the hours of entertainment. Keep up the great work.
Yeah, someone did post online, and I didn't catch that, saying that Kate Blanchett knew, and it was her. And I mean, I did believe she was doing a con on
Yeah,
Malanka,
yeah, she was.
But I never thought like a purposeful targeted con like that.
Oh, that she was going after him specifically?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I figured she was a victim that escaped. It's just there's so much to talk about that movie.
Yeah.
That's like,
which apparently now there's a black and white version.
Yeah, he re-released it in like art house cinemas in black and white.
I heard it's a gimmick though. Like it doesn't add anything. Like some stuff looks cool, but at the same time, some stuff really misses because that movie pops on screen.
Yeah.
It is such a beautiful looking
and
film.
Now on Hulu and HBO Max. Yeah. So
that's
it's
weird.
Totally. I thought that was odd that it's on both places, but
I think that's because it's Fox, right?
Is it?
Isn't that one Fox?
It's Fox adjacent or whatever the Fox, the new
Searchlight.
Disney. Yeah.
Something. I mean, but I think it's because Disney's like,
but isn't Del Toro a Warner Brothers guy?
Not necessarily.
Isn't he? I thought that he was.
I don't think so. But I think it's because Disney set up a deal where like they, you know, because they own most of Hulu. And then they probably already had a deal with HBO, or HBO came to them with whatever. And they're like, okay, as long as we can do it too. Like, there's something between Disney owning Hulu,
I think. And the fact that No Way Home won't be on Disney Plus?
It's Searchlight Pictures.
Yeah, Fox. Yeah. So, which was Fox. So, yeah. So, it's a Disney thing to where it's like somehow they got it on both, but it's like they own most of Hulu. So, that's really still getting it. And then overseas, it's probably on Disney Plus because
they have like,
the Fox
what is that called? Like the Star, like Disney Star or whatever?
They have Star.
The good stuff.
Yeah.
The stuff that I want to watch on Disney Plus that I gotta find somewhere else.
If you look at the UK and then like the India,
it's so much better.
India is the hot star, is what you're thinking.
Oh,
of.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Ooh. So but in the UK they get their Fox stuff on Disney Plus.
That's right.
And then Hotstar India gets all that stuff too as a part of Disney Plus and more. So like
not in the States.
But yeah, here we have Hulu and we have this and that. I mean there's so many to license out over there. They don't have all
I guess
the
that's true. Yeah.
I think also there's less they're not as tied up as like, well, that can't be on Disney.
Right.
Gas.
Right.
Right. Know. Yeah.
Rubber poop monster.
Right.
Yeah.
What was the movie we were talking about where I was like, that's going to be on Disney Plus? And you're like, no, it's not. And it was like, oh, I had read an article. It was going to be on Disney Plus in Europe.
Oh,
but,
right.
But it was
right.
A movie where I was just like, I'm like, that's going to be on Disney Plus?
No,
it was The Last Duel.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So that's like, funny.
Oh, the hyper-violent rape movie.
Yeah.
It's going to be on
Disney
Plus.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
front
no,
page.
Not,
just
in the, not in the U.S.
Yeah.
Should I watch this Puppy Paw Patrol? Or
should I watch Book
that's
of Boba
Fett? That's not Disney.
But that's on Disney Plus they have, right?
Paw Patrol is?
Paw Patrol?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. There's so many kids shows.
There's
maybe
a
I'm
lot
thinking
of
shows. Maybe I'm thinking of a different one. But I thought
we
Paw Patrol was
we
on.
Are a Bluey.
That
family.
Might be on Paramount. That might be on Paramount. I think you're right. It is a Nickelodeon thing. But what? There's some puppy pals. is on Disney?
I don't know. We do Bluey and the Spider-Man and his amazing friends or whatever it's called.
On like anniversaries and Valentine's
Correct.
Day.
Correct. Yes. You do a Bluey.
Yeah.
On a special occasion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you've been married for a while.
When you get married, yeah.
That's how that works.
A regular old Tobias Funke over there. Right.
I blew myself. This movie is terrible.
It is so bad.
Holy cow.
There are points in this movie where I was like, are they trying to make a Sharknado?
Here's the thing, is Roland Emmerich kind of perfected that disaster movie.
What's his last really, truly good movie?
I don't know.
Independence Day?
No, I thought, I liked A Day. What's the one with Jake Gyllenhaal?
Day After Tomorrow.
I liked that one.
I never saw that.
But like, what was the John Cusack one?
2012? Is that a Roland Emmerich movie?
I'm pretty sure.
Because
it's one of those. Was just disaster.
Was there a car driving on nothing as things collapse underneath it? Then it's a Roland Emmerich movie.
But it's like he did though. Like Independence Day and The Day After Tomorrow kind of perfected that. Redid the disaster movie.
But
right?
Independence Day is like the best version of that. He has never recaptured Independence Day.
I would agree.
That had a star. You know,
it didn't have a star. It made a star.
Right. He accidentally cast someone who would go on to be a major star.
Correct.
Like that's and it was a star making turn. Yeah. And really, and like when you watch his movies, that's the difference.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh,
like,
sure.
Because there are lines in this movie that in the mouths of other actors like could have been funny and added a layer of kind of like Will Smith, I feel whether it was purposeful or not, he gave across the impression that he knew what kind of movie he was in.
Sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And so, like, there's just... So, he made it fun. And, like, these guys aren't having fun. They think they're making a really good movie.
And that's the problem.
You're absolutely right. Because Patrick Wilson...
We forgot he made Godzilla.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a good movie, but...
It was a big movie.
But it is a big movie.
But after Independence Day.
Patrick...
98.
So, it goes... It goes Universal Soldier.
I love that movie.
Stargate.
Good movie.
Independence Day.
Good movie.
Godzilla.
All right.
The Patriot.
Wait.
Oh, The Patriot?
With Mel Gibson?
George Ash.
Yeah. Oh, that's pretty soft. Oh. No, wait a minute.
I thought that was Mel Gibson.
No.
Okay.
Written by Robert Rodat and directed by Roland Emmerich.
Okay. Huh. But he left the escape genre, made a decent...
That's a good movie. Okay. Patriot's a good movie.
The Day After Tomorrow.
I enjoy that movie.
10,000 BC.
Oh.
2012.
No.
Anonymous, which I haven't even heard of.
Does it have anybody in it?
Well, yeah.
That's fitting. It's fitting. You're not supposed to.
And then White House Down.
Which one's that? That's the bad one.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the bad one.
And then Stonewall...
About Stonewall Jackson?
No, about the
Stone Cold.
About the gay riots in the 60s.
Okay,
no, I didn't see that one.
I heard it was pretty bad.
Okay,
Independence Day Resurgence.
Oh, that was bad.
Definitely not.
We did that one.
I didn't think that was so bad.
Oh, man.
It was exactly what you wanted from a movie, especially given that they couldn't
get anybody back,
real people back. Like I was just like, it's fine.
Look, we can't get anybody back. What about
it? Was
Dana?
Better than this movie.
I will say, 2019, he did Midway, which I did not think was very good, but made a ton of money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, old people.
Yeah. Totally. And then, and then now we're at Moonfall.
Okay.
But really, seriously, we just have to stop. This is the same problem. Those movies do it better, but the Fast and Furious movies, one of the big problems I have is Vin Diesel not looking like he's having any damn fun.
I mean, that's been my complaint
The
since
Rock,
day one.
John Cena, Vin Diesel. I mean, and you've got guys like The Rock with
Scott
pure
Eastwood.
Charisma. No. Oh, and then you have Scott Eastwood. And Kurt Russell's having
Kurt
fun
Russell,
in those
yeah,
movies,
right?
And so they have to look so cool and tough that they never have fun, and I wish that they would just lean into it more, not just with the crazy inventions and rockets and space, but like, you know, Vin Diesel actually smile and act like you're having a good time. This movie, they all play it so seriously.
Yeah.
And the stuff that is coming out of their mouths.
Yeah.
I think Patrick Wilson maybe deserves an Oscar for this performance because he was able to deliver these lines and actually get a take that ended up. I mean,
I'm telling you, like, that dude is never bad. I've never seen him in a movie where I was like, ugh, he was terrible. He shows up. And I like
he's giving it his
100%. I feel like this movie had a budget of like $140 million.
It better have.
And I really feel like the actors are like, look, that no one's ever going to see this, so I'm just going to take the money.
I can't blame him.
Yeah.
You know, like...
And that guy that like plays least, Sam from Game of Thrones, Jesus. I thought he was funny in this movie.
Like, I didn't like him
man,
at all.
He was grating. And of course, like I knew what was going to happen to him.
But I don't know. He was all in too, though, in my mind. I'm like, they did the best they could with these. I'm just saying he had a lot of crap to say.
Yeah.
There was a lot of gibberish.
Yeah.
And so like hats off to that guy for.
Also, like, is there a, can you think of a different actress who has kind of had like a bigger fall from grace than Halle Berry?
I wouldn't call it a fall from grace.
Well, I mean, she wins. Well, I mean, I just mean like, okay, so she wins the Oscar for Monsters Ball.
Yeah,
and then she does Catwoman, and it's like off the cliff.
Yeah. After, I mean, the like, John Wick thing was pretty cool. That's recent. I mean, she's kind of having a.
There's speculation that she might get her own.
Oh, a spin-off from there
from John Wick. Yeah,
I have not like. I mean, of course, she's Storm, right? Like that's a pretty big franchise to be a part of. Not anymore. Well, maybe depending on what happens in Multiverse of Madness, if we whatever happens there.
Yeah,
but like I just find it interesting to watch her career where she was on this like massive uptick.
Sure.
Wins that Oscar for a ridiculous performance. I mean, she has to act like she's enjoying having sex with Billy Bob Thornton.
Like ridiculous. She's good. Not like
yes. She's fantastic
bad.
In that movie. And then it's just like she does Catwoman, and then everybody's like,
"Hey, you know what? When you say she has to look like she's enjoying sex with Billy Bob Thornton, don't forget. I mean,
Angelina Jolie.
He snagged Angelina
Jolie. I guess that's true.
There's got to be something.
Like
that's fair.
He's got something going on.
Yeah, that's
like,
a good point.
When push comes to shove,
literally,
he can bring the heat. Yeah. That's the only thing I can think because I mean, he snagged Angelina Jolie.
He did.
And
that's
I say
true.
That as someone that, like, honestly, I do not find her attractive.
I find like, I found her more attractive about 15 years ago.
She's always kind of weirded me out. But
well, yeah.
No. I just mean looking at her.
Oh.
Like, there's something about her eyes. Like, it just weirds me out.
But you can tell she's done some weird things to where you're like,
yeah.
Okay, there's some.
But yes. Obviously, I'm what statisticians would refer to as an outlier.
Yes.
Most people think that she's absolutely stunning.
Yeah, she's,
and it just doesn't do anything for me.
I agree with you.
But
you can recognize.
But I can recognize that she could basically have her pick of men on this planet, and she chose.
When you jump from Billy Bob Thornton to Brad Pitt,
right?
That's a big jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but she picked Billy Bob Thornton.
I can't figure that out.
For a good stretch of time. So, yes,
I can't figure out about Pete Davidson.
I believe he could get Halle Berry.
Oh.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. But I mean, like.
I'm just doing math.
Sure.
You know,
X leads to Y.
This, then, right.
Yeah. Yeah, just stop. He solved it. He solved the equation.
Done.
Like,
yeah.
You can't argue with
figure
math.
Figure out Pete Davidson.
Well, I took a math class.
Yeah, it's. Man.
Pete Davidson is sense of humor plus money.
You think he's got money? I guess he's got money.
Yeah, I think he's got. I mean, he doesn't have like FU money, but he's got good money.
Enough to buy a yacht with Colin Jost.
Well, and look, Kim Kardashian has unlimited money.
Right.
So she's choosing him clearly not for the money.
That's
I mean,
fair.
I think that is a dude that makes everyone laugh. And
yeah.
That's an attractive quality,
yeah.
Right? Like, it looks don't matter. You know what I mean? I mean, he's unique looking. I'm not saying he's ugly, but he's unique looking. So,
there's
right?
Sometimes
there
like,
is like the skinny dude resurgence all of a sudden.
But
with,
there are certain times people have a certain look. I say to sit here and just grade other people's looks,
like
but like there are some people that you just look at and you go, oh, they're ugly, right? And then there are some people that have like a really unique look.
That
you like yeah. Like going back in time. Let's pick on somebody who's dead. Humphrey Bogart.
It's a weird looking dude.
Yeah.
He's a weird looking dude, but there's something about it
yes.
That works mm-hmm. For people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Don't know why, don't know what, and a lot of it's just his attitude and personality. And I think that's what Pete Davidson has
yeah.
Going on. Not saying that he's Humphrey Bogart, but that it's a different version
yeah.
Of
sure.
That same thing of he's not traditionally attractive, but there's something about his unique appearance combined with his personality that clicks for
yeah.
People.
And I mean, that dude is genuinely super funny.
Yeah.
And you have
oh,
to
yeah.
Imagine that he's just cracking up people left and right in real life when you meet him. And that's an attractive quality.
Yeah. Good. I mean, his track record has proven it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is Roland Emmerich must be a conspiracy theorist.
So this is a hard movie not to want to punch in the I'm not really looking to sit down and watch 2 hours of scientists are dumb.
Yeah.
Weirdos on the internet are the ones who really have it all figured
out. Yeah, that was
I
so
have
off-putting.
Zero patience
this is
for
not
that.
You know what? You put this movie out 10 years ago?
Sure.
5 years ago?
Sure. I mean, there was that element in Independence Day, even, right? Like the
of course, Jeff Goldblum's coming in. Like, yeah. I'm telling you all
not,
this.
Not believing the scientists.
Yeah. Randy Quaid.
Yeah.
Well, but Jeff Goldblum had to kind of, didn't he kind of have to break
Randy,
his? Well, that's true. With Randy Quaid was more what that is. Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Randy Quaid is the Sam, whatever his name is. I don't know.
I was just thinking Jeff Goldblum, like trying to get to his wife. Like it was a very similar with Halle Berry calling her ex-husband.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the same kind of
like. The character
the
who's like,
is, yeah.
Aliens are out there. Right. And they're going to get, and it's like, see,
I've been abducted.
I was right. And it's like, yeah, in 96, that was kind of funny, but I'm watching this movie in a theater with a mask on.
Right. Yeah.
So
no, thank you.
I don't find it as funny
no.
anymore.
And
no.
and even though that stuff was off-putting, I don't say the movie's bad because of that specifically.
No.
Like
it's
that
just
was
one more of
it was.
Many reasons to not watch
But I want to be
movie.
Clear for the listeners that haven't seen it. It's not like we're saying, "Oh, this movie is just conspiracy theories and don't believe scientists."
Sure,
like, no.
Sure,
we're not
sure.
saying it's bad because of that. It is a horrible movie, and that was just the icing on the
cake.
There was
another element of making it just as garbage.
So that right there, and you're right, though, that track record of him kind of making movies that rely on these scientists.
I think The Day After Tomorrow kind of did the same thing. Because
it sounds familiar that they're saying, oh, there's going to be huge earthquakes or something
right.
and no one's believing it.
Well, 2012 did the same thing, too, right? Like
maybe that's what I'm thinking, 2012.
Well, I mean,
maybe they all are the same.
I think they all kind of revolve around, like, there's the one guy that's got it all figured out and
nobody
will
pays
listen,
attention to him.
And it's and it's just like, yeah, like just based on experience, that's normally not how
that
science
guy doesn't have
works
it figured
out.
Yeah.
Right? It's not science got it completely wrong, and the one guy,
But it's also like I'm fine with the idea that NASA, right? We've all been in jobs where it's like I'm way smarter than the manager here.
Sure.
Right? Like we've all been there.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that happens at NASA, right? Like I'm sure there are guys who are sitting behind a keyboard who are probably smarter than the guy that's their boss.
Sure.
Makes total sense.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. Like, that's a plausible thing.
And my guess is at NASA, it's like the guy that's smarter is like probably somewhere on the spectrum and he has no people skills. So, like, they're never going to let you manage anybody.
Yes. Correct. This is your lane. We're going to keep you in it.
A human calculator.
Yeah.
You sit over there.
Figure this out.
Yeah.
I'm actually even okay with the idea that there is like this alien thing out there that wants to take out human life.
But how do you feel about two alien things?
Right.
Yeah.
That is where I draw the line.
I mean, this movie is so, so dumb. Okay. I mean, this is what they do, just to plot aside, you know, the specifics and characters. But the moon is falling to Earth.
Yes.
We find out that the moon is actually an alien structure, and what we know of the moon is just a shell. Inside is an alien structure powered by a star. But wait, eventually we find out those are the good aliens.
Yes.
The evil AI that they've created took over Skynet, if you will.
Correct.
And now they have taken over the evil moon base to crash it to Earth so that they can take out the good aliens and Earth and anyone who could oppose them. And it's just like, that was the answer. It wasn't aliens. It was other aliens.
It was other aliens. No,
yeah.
Okay.
We're descendants of the good aliens.
Right. Yeah. So what it is like us as human beings are descendants of billions of years ago. There was this perfect utopian society and they had perfected AI, and the AI, like you said, like Skynet says, F this, I'm done.
And
turns
those aliens
on everybody.
Looked just like humans.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, because
we're descendants of them.
I know. It's
so,
just
like
but
they,
it's the Kryptonian
they
thing,
seeded
right?
The
like,
plant. They came down and they jerked off all over Earth. Because that's what they said. They seeded the planet. I'm like, they just jerked off all over the place. It's like if you take a, if you shine a black light over the planet, if you could figure out a way to make it rain luminol, we're going to.
If Don't Breathe has taught me anything.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's turkey basters. Just
right.
Turkey basters all over.
I'm like,
I don't think that's the movie you want to learn from.
And better than this one.
But yeah.
I'd watch that one over this any day.
Oh, Don't Breathe was good.
Oh, yeah. Don't Breathe is great.
That
don't
was
breathe,
a good
don't
one.
Too. Not so much.
But yeah.
So we initially see Patrick Wilson, Halle Berry, and nondescript Mexican guy are astronauts, and they're fixing a satellite. Patrick Wilson sees this thing that looks like the Galactus cloud from Fantastic Four 2, and crashes, you know,
it just looks like every alien swarm of anything.
It looks like
any
when
movie.
You're too lazy to make an alien. Like, just make it digital and
anytime
swarming.
They don't make an alien, they make it a swarm, whether it's cloud or it's smoke monster, it's nanobots. Right. I mean, it's just any swarm of whatever that moves.
It looked like the Terminator from the last movie. That's what I thought of when I saw it. Like when the skin would like come back over the exoskeleton, that's what it looks like.
But it basically is like if you've seen nanobots moving together in a movie.
Correct.
It is because it's AI.
It's
nanobots.
What was the Big Hero 6?
Oh yeah, yeah.
That's the
best was also the thing in that Johnny Depp movie directed by Pfister.
Oh.
I'll remember it because his name's Pfister.
Yep.
Yeah, Wally Pfister was the
Wally Pfister
was the cinematographer, and then went to do his own
and did that movie, and it was terrible.
I don't even remember.
Innerspace, which is not a bad movie.
Evanescence,
that's it.
Well, I mean, they're coming back, I guess.
Wake me up from this nightmare,
please do.
I actually needed someone to wake me up from this movie because it was a snooze.
When
they get to space, I fell asleep and I did not even see the part where what's his face died because they told me later in the movie. Like
Sam.
Tom or whatever, the husband.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Michael Pena.
They told me later, so I was like, whatever. But like, it was such a snooze. Okay, Armageddon to me, total snooze fest. Too much action. It's just not interesting. This movie, while not as well made as Armageddon, is, I think, in the same category. Like, if you want nothing but just destruction and blowing up and whatever, then
watch Man of Steel.
But this movie has that.
I know that it's because I honestly thought this was like maybe like an $80 million movie that he just stretched it on. But it says, according to Wikipedia, that's $138 to $146 million.
That's a Marvel budget.
And it's probably even more of a Marvel budget because like none of these actors command huge paychecks.
No.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So like it's not like they have anything. It's not like any of these guys got $20 million.
No, sure, sure.
But like the effects, they had no sense of physicality.
No.
It's like what people thought destruction looked like in the 90s. And now, unfortunately, because of 9/11, we have a better idea of what it would really look like. And it doesn't look like that.
No.
Like there's a scene where the boat, like the world's getting flooded and the boat, it picks up a boat and it just like moves like it does. I'm like, it would not have got covered that much space in that short a period of time. Like it just doesn't, because I've seen, you know,
we've seen it.
I've seen typhoon, you know, footage.
Was it Japan? Did Japan get hit with a hurricane?
Yeah, and you know, and it's not what it looks like.
But you've never seen moonfall damage.
I mean,
and
you're not
I never
wrong.
Will again.
Yeah. I mean, to explain that, it's because they're saying gravity is different, so it was able to pick them up. And in the typhoon footage, gravity wasn't.
But this was early in before the gravity.
This
thing
is when
the moon is approaching the entire time, though.
Yeah.
And throughout the movie, the gravity gets less and less and less, to where eventually you actually do see when the there's military personnel that are going into a building and they actually leap. And at first
it's the two like worker NASA guys.
Yeah.
And okay.
Jumping.
NASA people.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, but I was watching them at first and I go, what the hell is that? And I go, oh, there's no gravity. They're leaping like they're on the moon.
Right.
So I do think that
I actually
explains,
liked that part.
Yeah.
But that concept.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
So, yeah. But yeah, the thing is with this movie is that it's just so long.
There's no reason.
It's so long and gets so boring with this stuff happening to where it's like enough. Too much action, whether it be in a superhero movie or a destruction movie, it just gets boring.
It also feels like there's just large parts of it that have been cut out. Like,
yeah, they do jump from places where you're like.
They jump from place to place where I'm like, I don't know how they got here.
Oh.
Or like the scene where they're in the hotel and the hotel gets flooded.
Did you catch that reference in that hotel?
Oh, the shining wallpaper.
Did you see all the shining wallpaper?
Inverted.
The entire thing is like wallpaper from The Shining. And I was just like.
But I was like, what does that have to do with
anything? Because Stanley Kubrick. Was always the one who did the moon landing.
Okay.
And I'm looking at the wallpaper and I was like, man, that is like the stretchiest of stretches.
Because I was looking for a Shining connection. When you say Kubrick, okay, moon landing.
Yeah, the moon landing. Okay. Right. But yeah, it's just like, what?
So that makes me think this guy is.
He must be. If you're telling, if this whole movie is about an alien space station inside the moon, which is like a thing that people believe.
But if you pay attention
to Wallace and Gromit, it's made of cheese.
But if you make a movie where the moon is really a shell on top of an alien structure powered by a dwarf star, and you make
I think you have to say little person star.
Yeah, you can't say that anymore.
But if you make that and then you make it silly, whether it be parody or satire or whatever, that could be really fun. When they deliver the premise seriously, and
it's also weird in that they deliver the premise seriously, and the takeaway is supposed to be that the scientists are dumb.
Right.
But every time they show you one of the people who believe this, they look.
It's the
stereotypical whack job,
and they make fun of him.
This is the dope smoking hippie.
Yeah.
Who the guy's like, oh, he was right the entire time.
But they
time.
All look like beard, like homeless, disheveled. Like,
living
like
in their mom's basement.
What did that one guy, old
man? He's making fun of the only people that believe the true stuff.
Right.
There's like the old man in the back who, like, when he's having his like convention.
Yeah.
There's the old man in the back who I thought was wearing a MAGA hat at one point because he's wearing like a red hat with white writing on it.
He looked like he was a guy from Duck Dynasty.
He says something and he was like, no, we're not talking about that. And I was like, oh, okay. But yeah, like, here, the thing about Independence Day is there is levity in that movie. You've got Will Smith, who is very funny.
Jeff Goldblum.
You've got Jeff Goldblum. You've even got the president, Bill Pullman, right?
Yeah.
Paxton.
No,
Pullman. Pullman, who like does have some, you know,
that
and then,
speech,
but then you've got
that speech. Is
yeah,
great.
It goes
that's
down
a great
as one of the
speech.
Better movie speeches. Who's the guy who played?
And they try to do that like three times.
Yeah, they
movie.
Well, ever since. Yeah, they've been trying to recreate.
Who's the dad? The guy that plays Jeff Goldblum's dad.
Oh, I
Judd Hirsch.
Judd Hirsch, yeah. And the guy that plays Jeff Goldblum's brother. He's the gay guy with like the very raspy like.
Oh, Harvey Fierstein.
Oh,
yeah. Right. Like, so you've got these
that's
guys.
His brother in the movie,
isn't it?
I don't remember. I couldn't.
It's
remember.
Been so long since I've seen it. I have no idea.
I know he's Robin Williams' brother and Mrs. Doubtfire. Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. But yeah, so like, there are moments of levity that make that work. So but of course, we said it's like a star-making performance by Will Smith.
Yeah.
And this one, I think Patrick. Like I've said, if you put Patrick Wilson in a movie, like I'm there.
I
and
think Patrick Wilson does a very.
They need to make this same movie, but instead of Patrick Wilson, Joel McHale.
Please.
Yeah, see, but exactly. That makes it a different movie.
Right.
That's
yeah.
If you have a guy delivering these lines and even looking at the other character when they're saying them and you're kind of there with them, there just has to be something where you're not taking this completely seriously.
I liked him. Like, and I like him, like I've said it before, but like the scene where he's late to the astronaut's day and he has that interaction with Sam for the first time. We're going to keep calling him Sam because I don't know what his name is. Casey. His name is Casey. Is that what it is? It's not Casey?
It's Casey.
Oh, fuck off. not you. Not you. Like, not you.
Not you, too.
but like, that's a given.
He has those humor. Like, Patrick Wilson is so good at, like, he's almost got that Ryan Reynolds thing where he can do, like, kind of the snarky jerk, but he's still kind of lovable. So, like, he's got these different scenes. But then he gets on the phone with his ex-wife, and I was like, you're not likable. Like this whole scene with his ex-wife where they're FaceTiming about his kid being in jail. And I was like, you're if you would have just shut up.
Yeah, but in that character's defense, though, I mean, he saw one of his best friends die. And then the entire government covered it up and the world turned on him. And you saw in the news reports that it was like a disgraced former astronaut. But like that dude was dealing with some stuff. I'm not saying it's right what he did, but you have to look at if you were a hero and going into space and you see your friends die and then you try to tell someone and you are looked at as that would mess with you. So
I don't disagree with that, but it's also just like, you got to keep like, if you want your main hero to be your hero, you've kind of got to keep him likable.
Well, but throughout the movie though, he does do more. I think he redeems himself and that's the whole, he is disgraced and he's disgraced with the world. He's disgraced with his family. His son hates him. Like, they don't paint him as a good guy. They make him into a hero, and that's his redemption arc.
I guess.
So, you know what I mean? It's not a, you know, like, The Rock would just be likable all the time. Sure. You know, he would be a hero. He would be great. Everyone loves him, and then he'd go save San Andreas or whatever. You know?
Yeah, right. Illegally.
What was the other movie where he was in?
Rampage.
Is Rampage the one with the wife and?
So, San Andreas is
the earthquake movie.
Yeah. Okay. Where he steals,
where he
the,
steals the helicopter.
Yeah. But he had no. But Rampage is the one with the giant.
With Nev
white.
Campbell or something?
Nev Campbell. Oh, no. What? Skyscraper.
Skyscraper. There's another one.
Yes. Yes. Scott, Die Hard.
See, it wasn't San Andreas. Yeah, yes. I'm like, no, there's a different one that's
yes,
not those
no,
other
Sky, okay. Where he had it, where he's got an amputee leg and he has to jump from one build. Just ridiculous.
I don't even remember Nev Campbell was.
She's
in
his
that.
Wife. She plays his wife in that one.
Oh, my God.
Because I hadn't seen Nev Campbell in a while, and I know. Looking at Scream, she's done some stuff, but I hadn't seen her. And I'm like, oh, Nev Campbell.
Yeah, Skyscraper. Die Hard with The Rock.
So anyway, but, you know, The Rock is always The Rock, and you can't paint him as a bad guy, you know?
We'll see when we get to Black Adam.
Yeah, but then they're even making Black Adam not a, like, The Rock will never be a bad.
Black Adam does kind of, like, in the comics, right. He does kind of walk that line.
They're going to make him into a good guy.
Anti-hero.
But I don't even think it will go that far. We'll see, but The Rock has this brand, you know, where it's
sure.
If he's doing it, they're not really.
Well, yeah. Yes, that's fair.
So Patrick Wilson gets disgraced from, like we said, and
NASA,
and then it jumps forward 10 years.
Yeah.
His son's in trouble with the law, so he's locked up in jail for a...
And this son is such a dick. Like,
he is!
Like, what am I supposed to sympathize with? Like, I don't see anything where it's like he got caught up with a bad crowd. He just seems like he's a douche.
His dad left him. That's the only thing that, you know...
Yeah.
But, well, like, I mean, you think
I'm
about
not
the,
downplaying
it.
I'm just saying
yeah,
that's...
You think
but,
about
the,
I mean, lots kid, of people have... come from divorced homes. Like
you think
yeah, but Patrick Wilson was like abandoned, not divorced. The, he would. They, he said, "You guys go," and like he stayed behind, and then like just didn't follow up with them. Like he.
I think about the kid in Independence Day, right? Yeah. Like where he's a cute kid, and you're rooting for that kid. And in this one, I was like, "No,
Joseph Gordon-Levitt isn't he in that?"
No,
who's
no Will? Will Smith's not son.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt isn't one of the kids in Independence Day.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of another movie that he was young
a disaster
in.
Disaster movie?
That you're thinking of Third Rock from the Sun.
That's Third correct. Rock from the Sun.
Yes, that's what it was.
See, because the moon, the sun. Right.
Hit your eye like a big pizza pie.
he gets stabbed in the face in Halloween H2O.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The hockey stick, right?
The hockey skate. Hockey skate.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. Hockey skate to the face.
That was a good one. That was
that's a good kill. Yeah, so.
Can we talk about Halloween H2O?
Please. That was a good yes. Rick Rosenthal is a very, you know. Was Kevin Williamson wrote that script. Yeah.
All right. So anyway.
We're not doing that?
No. So Patrick Wilson is disgraced. His family hates him. His kid's in jail. And then you've got Sam from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. That court scene was like written by a child, like someone who has no idea how court works.
Yeah.
No, Your Honor, but pretty please.
Oh, and we're willing to pay any bail you throw at us.
Any bail, Your Honor, we'll pay it. And the judge is like, cool, you're going to jail. Like wait, what?
Like, I know they're trying to make it like, oh, your fancy lawyers couldn't even... buy. No, no fancy lawyer is that
also,
stupid.
Also, just going to throw this out there. White kid gets arrested for reckless driving. He's not even getting to the courtroom.
Right.
Yeah. He's out the door before we even get to the courtroom.
But it wasn't reckless driving. He went on an OJ-style chase. He led the police on a chase. That's dangerous.
I stand by my statement.
Okay, I'm just saying it's not reckless driving. It's a little bit
right. He's not, I
pulled the e-brake around a turn and hit a mailbox.
So dumb. Yeah. So he now Sam is trying to get the word out. Nobody listens to KC. So he goes online.
No dots though. You said it like there were dots in between. It's just KC.
Got it. All right. it's not like it's Josh Brolin. So he ends up posting it online. NASA at this point already knows that it's happening, but they're not releasing any information. Typical,
of course,
again,
typical
shadow, like deep state government. Where I was, that's another thing where I was like, no, man, like you are a wackadoo.
Because the thing is, even though this is just this lazy movie thing that he's been going back to the well over and over, it really is like asking the audience to root for the conspiracy theorists
right.
and the,
yeah.
against like you're only painting them as the government
Which
agencies
makes me
NASA
think that he is one.
I it's hard not to say that when it's like every
this
movie
has
is,
to be a QAnon thing, right? I don't mean that as a I kind of mean that as a joke, but like QAnon has all those ridiculous conspiracies, right? And I have to believe I don't.
But which came
I don't,
first?
I gotta
I
tell
know.
You there. I don't dare search it on my laptop or my phone. I'm not going to risk it. Tom will. Tom doesn't care.
What do you risk? What are you risking?
I don't know. In case somebody's all of a sudden my search history, which again doesn't need to be on anybody's watch.
You sound a little paranoid over
you're
there,
right.
Joe.
Yeah. It's deep state.
Who are you
deep
scared
state.
Of? The government?
Well, I mean, you're a cop.
I guess that's true.
I'm going to go on a limb and say you're not the first cop to look up QAnon.
I think that's a fair statement.
I just had this conversation more than one of you.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I need to blend. I need to be better at blending in.
Yeah.
I always get fascinated when, like, how this is going to get political for a minute, but how the current conservative movement is so like, don't trust the government,
right?
And but they're simultaneously like, but I think police officers should be able to kill anybody they want at any time. Thin blue line. Like, you know, they, you know, where their paycheck's coming from, right? It's coming from the government. Like, that's why do you not trust this government? Because they might put something in your water. But the government people that actually have guns and are shooting people, like,
you're cool with it.
Totally down with it.
You're also cool with getting the new iPhone.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, like, he,
Sam says the earth is left.
It's a megastructure.
Well,
the moon is a megastructure.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't say he was a megastructurist, Casey.
I did not. Nope. Sure didn't
he's
bring that up.
He's a megastructurist because that's a thing we're all supposed to be aware of, I guess, if you're in the right
circles.
Honestly,
I almost Googled it and I was like, this has got to be a thing. This has to be a thing.
I bet it is, but it's. I sure had me scratching my head, and then I thought, you know what? This guy knows what a megastructurist is, and so
he releases it online. Dr. Casey, and of course now it's blow. I got to tell you, the speed at which that conspiracy theory made its way to Washington Post, and it's like that's the number one trend on Twitter. And I was like, do I really believe that the director of NASA is keeping up on the trends on Twitter? No.
But Joe, it's not a conspiracy because it's real. It's not a theory either.
Yep.
So
you are not wrong.
So apparently the world is all going crazy because this thing you
and
tweeted
then it goes
about.
Off the rails quick.
Yeah.
Looting and like blowing shit up for no reason. Like, why? What's happening?
So the looting has become a favorite pastime in the UK.
If it makes you feel any better. There is.
I knew it.
Well, no.
Oh.
There's a website called moontruth.net.
Of course.
At
GeoCities.
All about megastructures. This is
megastructures.
But
okay.
it's clearly a tie-in to the movie. Because
That's hilarious.
It's from Dr. Casey Hausman. And, okay. And your cursor is a little spaceship.
Wait a minute. Are you saying it's a tie-in with the documentary, then? We're presuming that this website
honestly,
is a movie tie-in.
Honestly think that Roland Emmerich has forgotten that, like, putting websites attached to movies isn't a thing anymore.
Yeah.
Like, I know
he's been planning this since the 90s.
Absolutely.
Based on the look of the website, yes.
Yeah, right. But, like, didn't Independence Day kind of have, like, a... Am I making that up? That it kind of had like a website
Blair Witch
or something,
did, which was around the same time. But yeah. I don't know if Independence Day did.
But remember when that was
Matrix
a thing?
Just did. That was awesome. That was a nice throwback.
Except the movie sucked.
But the tie-ins were pretty cool. Anyway, so he comes to this like school talk that the astronaut dude is going to be at, and then he throws him this data before getting kicked out. And eventually, once this theory breaks, Patrick Wilson's like, oh crap, I gotta get that data, and he goes back and fishes it out of the dumpster,
right,
and then he's all in. And at the same time, Halle Berry and her NASA people, she's like, what have you not been showing me? And and Patrick Wilson had dash cam on his helmet, you know.
correct
to see this thing, and you see the hive,
same
of
thing,
whatever,
it's the same thing they're looking at.
So Halle Berry's like, you just lied to us. I threw him under the bus at the trial, which made him disgraced and all this.
I do love that NASA's like, uh-huh,
yeah,
what's your point?
And the dude's just like, you know what? You don't even know half of it.
If I ever cast a movie and I cast DJ Qualls, I'm casting this guy as his dad. Because this dude looked like a 60-year-old version of DJ Qualls. Yeah. And I was like, did they get DJ to
he's just
show
that
up
much
in this?
Of a chameleon.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, he was. I loved him in Fargo, season 3.
Oh, I didn't see it.
Oh, it's
great.
Good? Have you not seen Fargo?
No, I haven't seen it.
The it's show, so no. good. It's okay. so good.
Patrick Wilson's in that, too, right?
Season 2.
Okay. There you go. It's a Fargo reunion.
Oh,
of sort.
Man. It's so good. I'm just thinking about it. So, can we talk about Fargo?
So Halle Berry has to mount a mission to somehow get the moon back on course, but all the rockets
are
gone.
But in 10 years, all of our NASA rockets are gone?
Well, I guess they kind of defunded NASA for a while, right? In real life,
but he wanted
or there
Space
were no
Force?
More missions. No, but there were no more missions, no more remember. Manned missions. Like NASA didn't disbanded, but they stopped funding rockets going anywhere. Like
okay.
just to, whatever. Okay. And so I think maybe that's a commentary, but I don't know.
Yeah, they do love some Elon Musk in this movie.
Well, clearly SpaceX was a sponsor.
Also, it's also weird that like now we've got a SpaceX rocket that's about to crash into the moon in real life.
It is?
Yeah, and that like there's a thing where like Elon Musk shot a rocket into space like
and
seven
it's still going?
Like 7 years ago. And it's just the trajectory and it died off in space.
It's about to hit the moon?
Yes.
Oh, jeez.
Google, make sure I'm not making that
well,
up.
Well, he's going
to
need
to know what to Google.
SpaceX. Oh, well.
Elon Tom, I just heard a knock at your door. There's two men in sunglasses and earpieces right.
Black
at your
suits.
Door.
The rocket was abandoned in high orbit 7 years ago after it completed a mission to send a space weather satellite on a million-mile journey. It was part of Mr. Musk's space exploration program, SpaceX.
He sounds like a He-Man villain.
Elon, this is from BBC.com.
Okay, so... Like
this is from
just
moon,
the facts.
This is from moontruth.net. Elon Musk SpaceX rocket on collision course with moon.
There you go.
So there's a sequel.
Okay.
Oh, perfect. They want there to be one.
But
yeah. Let me tell you.
Earthfall.
Also, is this movie sponsored by the Tourism Bureau of Colorado?
Must
I'm like, everybody's why is
going
everyone
to
going to Colorado?
What a weird place to
they're,
go.
They're in Houston
yes.
at NASA.
Yes.
Multiple parties from different relationships
yeah,
are, like,
are all
we'll,
like, let's go
we'll
to Colorado.
See you Colorado. Colorado.
I'll give you one better. Hey, the moon's crashing into the planet and draining our oxygen. Let's go to the mountains.
Let's go to the, yeah. And then they're all like, we're out of oxygen.
Yeah. Yeah. Which, yeah, I wonder why.
Yeah, they you didn't have them, any to start with. Yeah. You're in the mountains.
I just, it was so stupid how the Patrick Wilson's family, who has now moved to New York or whatever, New Jersey, New York
sure.
area, and then they're in Houston. All these people are like, we'll see you in Aspen. We'll see you in Colorado. Like,
I did find it funny that when the kid's like, I don't want to go to Jersey. And then I see the kid, the older kid, and I was like, I wonder if they had to write that in because that kid just couldn't get rid of his accent. They're like, just say they're from Jersey. Just
yeah.
say they moved to Jersey and they, so we don't have to mess with this kid.
That's
well,
funny.
Also... I hated the subplot that, like, the criminal kid, right? He's mad
yeah.
because the parents left to go to Colorado, right?
Right.
But they have two daughters
correct.
That are, like, young.
Yes.
They look
like
they
10
were,
and 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
that weren't in jail.
That
for,
weren't in jail.
Right.
That hadn't committed a felony.
Correct.
And they're trying to protect them. And it's like, hey, dude, you're 18. You're 18, you broke the law, and so what, I'm supposed to sit here and hope that they let you out of prison and endanger these two children, or I can take these two children someplace where I think they're safer, like...
And that Tom dude was not a bad guy.
No, not at all.
You know how in movies sometimes they paint, you know,
I
Patrick
feel like
Wilson's
now
the
they,
hero.
Ever since Ant-Man, now they yeah. go the other way with step-parents.
Speaking of, well, and who was in Ant-Man?
Right.
Michael Pena.
Pena.
Yeah.
But, like, the whole time Tom, who is now, I mean, Tom was there for the son, right?
Uh-huh.
Patrick Wilson abandoned his family, so I get Patrick Wilson's resentment, but it's his fault. And you know, Tom was there to be a father for this guy, and he's taking care of the wife. They're all happy. Tom runs a successful business. They don't paint him as a jerk car dealership owner.
Right.
He's a car dealer who makes a bunch of money.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it seems like a good father to all these. He cares about his kids. He cares about
sacrifices his life for his youngest yeah. daughter.
And the kid that's in jail, he's even like, I'm going to call every day. As soon as he's out, we'll get him here. Like, we just have to take care of
yeah,
these
he
two.
Wasn't like, F this kid, no. he screwed up. But he was like, you got to do triage in yeah. those situations. And you got
two young kids. You got to take
care of the younger ones.
Sitting outside the jailhouse waiting on a bench
does
isn't
nothing.
Gonna, yeah,
does nothing. So.
Like Patrick Wilson trying to bribe a judge.
Yeah.
but yeah, so like that's where we are is like they, so... nobody can go up.
Everybody beside the three main characters have to get to Colorado.
Have to get to Colorado.
And the three main characters have to
get
to the space.
So they're using
the
like an old.
They got to go to the
Smithsonian
museum
or whatever.
Yeah.
And they use an old rocket that doesn't work all the way. They have to like hope that it gets up there.
Well, it's like the Wonder Woman 84 plane. You know, they just keep those all.
Yeah.
You are ready to go.
Absolutely right. Yeah. Right. Right.
Oh, this spaceship that's been sitting in this museum surely has all the components and
correct.
All the
has
fuel.
Every, I'm
and all
sure
the...
they didn't like decommission this entire thing,
but
they didn't.
We're also talking about a movie where the moon falls. So, like, I'm not going to nitpick it.
No, sure,
too
sure, sure.
much, but
we're going to do it a little bit. But it is. Yeah. You make a good point. It's like,
but in
the
this
moon
movie, that's the least of
Earth.
My.
Yeah,
worries.
There are so
yeah.
many other glaring things to pick on.
So our crew gets into space. They're heading to the moon, and they attract. The creature, the AI swarm. And
this is after the government and NASA, everyone has abandoned them. So
yes.
like these three are running their own like junior operation. Mission to space.
Yeah, right.
And it's seriously, it's like Patrick Wilson was able to operate. He was able to land a spaceship with no mechanics.
Right.
The aliens can detect any technology because we learned their AI. So right. You've got to go power it off.
AI, and I guess, but not like a biosignature? Like I don't know.
I think they're just robots, but
like they make a comment about how like the only way to get this thing attracted to is you have to have a biosignature mixed with electronics, and that's how it will be. I don't know,
because when they turn the rover on or whatever, that's what makes the thing come at them. Like right. I think it's electronics that trigger them. But
okay.
So then Halle Berry is a great pilot and she can navigate, and then Sam is a loony. So he's
yeah. I did like the scene where he was like, you ready to go to space? And he was like, I have IBS. That's irritable bowel syndrome, crippling anxiety. Yeah. And I like this where he's just like, but he's giving it with such earnest. Like he's giving the line. It's not a comedic line. Like that to me should have been a funny. He also takes a red pill. Did you notice that?
Yeah. Really think that was a.
Absolutely.
Because he had blue ones in there and stuff. You think that.
But you never see him take a blue one.
Right.
You only see him take a red pill.
Interesting. And okay, we're getting there. So I think the reason I liked him, though, and I liked him on Game of Thrones, I think the reason I liked him in this was he was the only one adding any humor or fun to this movie to where I was like, give me something entertaining. This movie's not.
Yeah, I liked him on Game of Thrones. I just feel like this could have been better cast.
This felt like they wanted Nick Frost.
Mm. Yeah.
And they couldn't get Nick Frost.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like that, it
I
seems.
Can see it, yeah. I like this guy, but.
I do too. I agree that he was a lot of fun on Game of Thrones.
I think he was doing
Game
the best he could with this.
I think all three of
stupid,
them were. I do. Halle Berry, maybe not. But
she was. She was doing dramatic, talking to her son with tears in her eyes. Like, these
Halle
people
Berry's
were,
husband. Good Lord. That what? Guy looked like he was like, can you just put my script in front of me?
Yeah.
Like on the other side of this camera, and I will just read right off of it and show no emotion whatsoever as I'm reading this script.
But you got to give it up to the main actors, though.
Totally.
And like Halle Berry
they're
is
doing
there.
What they can.
Halle Berry's giving a real performance. She is like.
I also thought it was weird when they introduced the Asian. Like nanny
because China funded the movie
exactly. Yeah. When okay. I
honest to God, when you first see the shot of her with
you thought they were lesbians.
I thought it was a lesbian relationship.
Like, she woke up in the morning in a robe and she said, "What are you doing up early?"
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not like we're being we. I mean,
and then the previous scene they talked about how she just got married, but if memory serves, they never use pronouns.
Yeah.
And so I thought it was supposed.
I
to be
I think they wanted China money, and I think they were married.
Oh,
they won't show it in China if you.
Well, I don't think. It is the ex-husband. Okay, never mind. I forgot it was an ex-husband.
Yeah, right.
Because she could be, you know, bisexual. Yeah. The way they filmed it and set it up, it is so weird to do that without putting the. Because later they're like, "Oh, I'm so glad our foreign." Or do you think because I'm a foreign exchange student,
yes,
they'll let me into the military?
That was a
and I go,
weird
she's
line.
A foreign exchange
yeah.
student.
That's I forgot.
Why
about
does
that,
she have
yeah.
like? I don't know. It just
yes.
Was,
you're totally right. They were married, or they were a couple. And they're like, oh, wait, we want to be in China. So
I'm not
to
trying to put my tinfoil hat on.
No,
I'm
no,
just saying,
but
it was filmed
isn't
like that.
Isn't that one of the reasons they won't show Marvel movies? Am I making that up?
The ones where they put that stuff in there.
Correct.
And then they won't take it out, so they
right.
lose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Eternals or whatever. It
was the Eternals.
Was it? Yeah. So anyway, I don't know. It was very jarring, though. But the last decade has been like this, where if the movie has China financing, this
right.
is the H brothers.
The H brothers.
That you see it,
this is like
know.
A no joke.
No, they like, produce a ton of the movies, yeah. but there's always a hero.
Yeah.
And China always helps. You know,
yeah. Did they produce Independence Day?
I don't think back then.
I
don't
think
like
Resurgence.
Resurgence. This has been like the last 15 years.
Yeah.
But did they do Resurgence?
Oh,
the,
I don't
the
know.
Second Independence Day.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, maybe yeah. they did. But
remember, they were just like, well, that seems a little short.
But in this movie,
they're
like, oh, and China lent us their
yes,
boosters and their
correct,
fueling stations.
Correct.
So, you know, it's a
Here,
calculated
they,
move
right.
in these movies.
Here's what happens. They blow up the alien AI. The moon's immediately, like, it's about to crash into the Earth. As soon as this AI is destroyed, the moon's like, see ya. And like immediately pulls back. And they're like, if we kill this thing, it'll go back into orbit like it's supposed to. I was like, That's not how science works.
Well, no, but
it's already started. Like,
but it's not a, it's not the moon. It's an alien spaceship. They flew it back up. You know what I mean? It's not.
The moon. I see what you're saying.
It has it has technology to thrust.
So because the AI is dead.
The AI is dead.
They take control of the moon.
The aliens can now pilot it back up.
Okay. Okay.
Come on. That's fair. This movie is very careful.
As I was watching it, I was like, you know, that's not how. This has entered the Earth's atmosphere and gravitational pull. Yes.
For a regular moon, yeah, right. Yes, that is how.
This is how this is going to explode.
Yeah.
This movie's bonkers in all areas of bonkertum,
but not bonkers in a good
fun
way.
Just what are we doing? And I think we need to address the fact that and then for no apparent reason Donald Sutherland shows up.
Oh, I forgot.
Man, when he walked in, I was like, yeah.
I'm like, is
give me
that
for
Donald
one
Sutherland?
Scene
that
was, and I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but someone needs to cast Donald Sutherland in a movie right now because this can't be his last movie.
No,
that man does not deserve to go.
I gotta
on
tell you, I was thinking of looking at Patrick Wilson. I was like, who could he play? Patrick Wilson about 5 years ago is your Hal Jordan, or Alan Scott? Like he's a Green Lantern, maybe, and he's too old to be a Nova. But Donald Sutherland as like. You know, with a little bit shaggier hair and a beard as Pa Kent. Yeah. All day, every day. Or Perry White. Any of those,
Donald Sutherland's great. I love him to show up in anything.
Man, anytime. But that's the thing. Anytime he shows up, I was like, oh, yeah. Give me that Donald. Even in Buffy the Vampire Slayer, when you're like, oh, Donald Sutherland's
so
in this
good.
Movie.
We talked about it back in our MASH episode. Like,
it was Dirty Dozen.
Oh, yeah. But I was saying, when you even look at him, we were talking about him.
Oh, okay. I was
MASH. No. We talked about MASH. And you could just see he has that thing to where it's like, you could see it in Dirty Dozen.
Going back to Pete Davidson, that's a good example of a guy who isn't traditionally handsome, but there's something about him that just draws your
eye. Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Donald Sutherland's got it. He's got that because you can see when he's young.
He's got that gravitas.
Yeah.
Now that he's older. Like I think of him in The Hunger Games, right?
Yeah.
It's a dumb role. It's a dumb part.
I hate
that
last movie, and I just think about that character and how good he is at playing him. You know what I mean? Like, it's really a hard thing when you're like, that is not good, but he's good.
But he's good.
And
didn't we do that episode? That franchise is so frustrating because that first Hunger Games movie
so good. So some of the sequels were good. It's like, but when it gets to that last one,
the books got worse,
right?
The deeper,
because she tried to crank them out quick, right?
Yeah, and it's like the deep, because I read the first book and it was really good, and I read the second book and I was like, this is pretty.
Did you ever
lame,
see
man.
Battle Royale?
Yeah, I have not.
Highly recommend that if you like the first Hunger Games and you want to ramp up the violence, check out Battle Royale.
Okay,
yeah,
and the world is pretty much looks like that 2012 movie or whatever, there's
like
Empire
the
State Building or whatever's under snow,
right.
Chrysler Building is under snow, and it looks like when you see a Statue of Liberty falling out from under the
he's just always looking to try to recreate that moment of when
blowing up the White House.
When the White House blew up.
Yep. Does he blow up? He blows up the Chrysler Building. Isn't that like the big scene? It's the White House and the Chrysler Building in Independence Day where the alien shoot and it like
the White
up.
House for sure. I don't remember.
I'm
the
almost
Chrysler
positive
building.
It's the Chrysler.
Is that
building.
What the people are on top of that are looking?
No,
for aliens?
No. But it's like that's the scene where we lose.
That girl's roommate is up there.
Yeah. Good Christ. What's
this?
Vivica Fox. That's that gal's name. But no, that's the scene where we lose
Harvey Firestein.
Where he's in a car and like a car falls over on top of him. It's also I think we should the humans win. That's the end of this movie. Sam becomes like part of the construct and they're going to do something different. I don't know.
He's a part of the moon. They say,
yeah, he's
congratulations,
a part of the moon.
You've become
a
part of the moon.
Yeah, there's like a 30-minute exposition dump.
Oh, my. It's Matrix level bad.
Yeah, where like the movie just stops and like they read a Wikipedia entry to you.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all I could think about was 2001 where it was like, imagine if it was like the end of 2001, except it was dumb, and then they but they still spoon fed it to you,
right?
It's
so bad.
Yeah, it's so. I remember sitting there just thinking like, oh no, please don't try to get profound. Like you do not have the mental capacity,
correct,
to get profound.
You're gonna give it a go.
Oh my God, you're gonna give this the old junior college try.
So they ended it with, "We've got work to do.
We've got work to do."
Yeah.
And I think we would be remiss to say that Roland Emmerich has just come out and said that like Marvel and like these movies are killing cinema. And it's like, here's the thing, bro.
You have no room to talk.
Also, they're taking your formula and doing it better than you.
Yeah.
Right? Like Endgame is a disaster movie and at the end of it, right? And they're just doing
but
it better.
It's also so much more than a disaster
movie. Totally, that's why it's better.
That's why it's better.
But he's not taking his thing and making it better. Like it
well,
uses
it's not
some,
his thing. He took it
from the 70s, right?
From the 70s when Earthquake and Towering Inferno and Airport 77 and
but he's entitled to his own opinion, and I'm not saying that I'm not trying to dismiss his work in order to pull up Marvel. Like, Marvel's okay on their own. What I'm trying to say is, dude, like, just shut the hell up. People like Marvel movies. They're awesome in their own ways. People like your disaster movies, and that's fine, too, if you're into that stuff. Like, you don't have to say this one type of movie is ruining cinema.
Yeah.
Like, that's just so
ridiculous. I did see an interview with Robert Downey Jr. I think it was with Howard Stern. And Howard Stern's like, you saw him say, you know, you saw Scorsese say these things. And Robert Downey Jr. was just like, look, man, a movie in a cinema is cinema. He's like, let me ask you this. Do you think Martin Scorsese went to go see Captain America, the First Avenger or Iron Man 3? And Howard Stern's like, no. He's like, of course not. Like, he's entitled to his own opinion. He may not be right, but it's his opinion. Yeah. But he's not watching these movies either. Yeah. Yeah. You know, like it's very different. But like him, Roland Emmerich saying that like Marvel is destroying cinema or these movies. It's like, You just haven't had a hit, man. Like, that's the thing. If you had hit after hit after hit after hit, you wouldn't be saying this. But because you're getting your ass kicked in the dirt by Marvel, like, now you're just like, oh, they're destroying everything. Well, nobody's going to go see a movie anymore.
Yeah, it's so silly. They can both coexist. And if you make good disaster movies, people are going to show up.
Especially with the Martin Scorsese thing, like, If you're complaining about how many superhero movies they are, Martin Scorsese needs to reflect on his childhood about how many westerns.
That's all a superhero movie is right now.
Like there were, I mean, everything was a western, and that was the go-to genre.
The superhero bubble is going to pop at some point.
Totally, just like the western one did, and then our kids, when they're our age, will be like, there'll be a resurgence of nostalgia for like new superhero movies in the same way every once in a while you get a Silverado
Unforgiven or something.
Yeah. But Hollywood was doing the same thing with westerns back in the day.
Same thing.
I'm just getting so that I just ignore all that conversation. Like, I don't care what a director thinks of a movie genre I like or don't like. That's great. Like, why do we give so much traction? I know why, because it gets clicks. But why do the people care so much? It's like, you know what? Martin Scorsese probably doesn't want to go see Ant-Man and the Wasp.
Cool. I will listen to Martin Scorsese, right?
Yeah.
Like, Martin Scorsese's got a pedigree. I was like, I'll listen to that guy. Roland Emmerich, I'm just like, easy Yule Bowl. Like, take it down a notch. You are not that important your opinion matters.
It's fine. You know what? We're talking about it, and people are talking about Moonfall. That's all he wants.
He needs something.
But that's
Anyway,
yikes.
There's Moonfall. I guess that's it for this one. Let's go around the table, and everyone can say where to find them.
This is Joe. You can follow me on the Twitter at JoeyButts, BUTTS21.
This is Kevin. Follow me on Twitter at Kevin R. Brackett.
This is Tom. You can follow me on Twitter at Roger Kubert or on Facebook at Facebook.com/Tom O'Keefe. You can find the show online, Facebook.com/Real Spoilers. And don't forget our Patreon, Patreon.com/Real Spoilers.
Oh, I think I might have my wife talked into another one.
Oh.
The Book of
Both. Talking about a podcast?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh, I've tried that route. That's not happening. But Book of Boba Fett, I might be able to get her to do another episode of the Book of Boba Fett.
Oh, you said it here. It better happen.
I'm trying. I think I've got her.
I would also like to point out that we didn't call it, but just it naturally occurred, 60 Minutes of Suck.
Yeah.
Hey!
Look at that.
60 Minutes
of Suck. Oh, I noticed. I didn't want to waste any more time even mentioning it.
So anyway, do we know what next week is?
Well, Death on the Nile.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So there you go. That's what you got to look forward to next week. So thanks for tuning in. And until next time, Alice finds Jerry's pin on her saddle. Get ready for a spoiler. Won't say it twice because we already warned you. Better watch out. It's going to ruin the plot.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.